Welcome to the Manager Mojo Podcast. This is Steve Caldwell. Let's begin by recognizing somebody who's doing it right. Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you. Oh. I want to recognize Rich Gurman and Milana Leshensky. I just finished attending their JV Experience workshop and seminar the last few days. They did a great job. It was a lot of fun, high energy. I always enjoy those types of things. And you should, if you're a coach or you're anything that you want to know, or there's anything you want to know about the internet, you ought to check out Rich Gurman and Milana Leshensky. If you need contact information, please reach out to me. I'll be glad to connect you. Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you. Oh. Welcome to the Manager Mojo Podcast. This is Steve Caldwell. Now, today, our topic is going to be respect. And I know we're all familiar with Aretha Franklin's song, Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And respect is something that is, I think, a misunderstood topic by people, especially in management. And I'm really speaking from personal experience. I thought I understood respect. I thought I got it, but frankly, I didn't really understand. I didn't know what I didn't know. So today I'm going to do this a little differently. I want to talk about respect, but I want to talk about the things that people do that really indicate that they're still not really sure what respect means. So the title really is Respect. You have to respect me because, and now what we're going to do is we're going to discuss some of the things that people say. You have to respect me because. So the first thing that we're going to do is you have to respect me because I'm the boss. You know, this was really a particularly bad thing for me because I actually felt like that if you got promoted and you got to that next level, that just because you got that promotion, that meant that people had to respect you a little bit. After all, you had the title. You were now manager. You were in charge of a team. And the reason that I thought that, you had to respect me because I'm the boss, was because I had the power. You know, I was the one in control. I got to say who did what and when and where. And what I was really doing, though, and is that I was subconsciously sending a message to people saying, hey, I not only have the power, I can make your life miserable. And by that, I meant I could give you stuff you didn't like doing and that you weren't particularly good at, so I could actually influence whether or not you failed or succeeded. Now, maybe you didn't have a problem with that. Maybe not. But we don't know sometimes how our words can affect other people, and that's what happened to me. I didn't really understand that I was doing that. It was more subtle than that. I would do things that made people believe something entirely different than what I wanted them to believe. And you know, you can make statements. Another way you can say that you're the boss is because you could keep them from moving up in the company. You could keep them from getting that next level. And I'm really surprised that today I see this more prevalent than ever. I see managers over and over that are really intimidated by top performers on their team, and they try to keep them down and try to keep them under wraps, so to speak, so that they don't look so good and make the manager look bad. And that is not what we want to do. What we want to do is to lift up our people. We want to celebrate their successes. We want them to get promoted. Who cares if they move up? The company benefits. You benefit. When somebody on your team is successful, you look successful. And so But it undermines, that attitude could undermine respect. So that first one, you have to respect me because I'm the boss. Forget it. It doesn't work. I know. I think I tried everything in that, sometimes not consciously doing, but don't go there. It just doesn't work. Now, let's move on to the second one that I want to talk about, which I think is actually even used probably a little more. And that is, you have to respect me because I have been here longer. In other words, what the manager and the leader is relying on is that tenure means something. And tenure means I've been here longer. And what they're really saying to their team is that you have to respect me because I have all the answers. Now, this type of attitude really will hold you back, because what it means is that your team members quickly understand that they can't do anything without coming to you for permission. And if you happen to be leaning that way, it's also very likely that you're going to be a micromanager. And so your team members don't ever underestimate how smart they are. They'll figure that out so quickly, and you'll wind up doing their work and yours, because after all, you've been here longer. You have all the answers. Another really common way that managers do this is that they'll tell their team, well, we've always done it this way. Now, this is the number one creativity killer for teams, is that, no, we've always done it this way. This is the way it should be done. And what you're doing is you're shutting down a new idea. And managers will tell me all the time, well, I don't shut down new ideas. But yet when you go ask their team, they'll say, well, you know, we can suggest stuff, but at the end of the day, it's always, well, I don't think so. That's not going to work. Instead of giving them an opportunity to do it their way and see which way's better. Now, excuse me. You know, that is one of those subtle things, though, that when you say, okay, you got to respect me because I've been here longer, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get recognition for something that really might not mean anything to anybody but you. And another comment that managers will make is that, hey, we'll tell you when you've been here long enough to make those kind of changes. You know, that's really borderline arrogance, but it happens every day, and people are so frustrated at work because their manager, the person that should be leading them, somebody that they should be looking up to, is actually shutting down creativity, they're shutting down initiative, and then good things don't happen. Now, I have managers also that'll tell me, but Steve, I don't communicate that way. I try to encourage everybody to do this. I can't find any way at all to motivate my team. And this is an absolute example of someone that is really not understanding that you've got to actually encourage people daily in a way that makes sense to them. So when you really want to impact people's lives, you've got to be able to talk about respect, not in terms of tenure. It just doesn't work. People don't care how long you've been anywhere. And this is becoming less and less common today because people change jobs so much. But there are still those that have been in the company 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and they believe, okay, you have to respect me because I've been here 20 years. Well, maybe you were a hanger-oner, and nobody really cares. At the end of the day, all of that means to anybody else is that, wow, you've been able to survive here a long time. I'm not sure I'll be here that long, but, you know, we'll see. And if you look at the newer generations coming into the workplace, tenure is not valued by them at all. They are much, much more in line with somebody that actually asks them for their opinions and asks them to participate they're much more likely to respond to you than to go in and say, well, I've been here this many years or this many months or whatever, and expect that that's going to get you the respect that you think you deserve. After, remember, it's in your head, and you've got to get out of your head and get into theirs in order to win in the marketplace. Now, here are some other things that managers will say. You have to respect me because, and here's one of the other statements. I said so. Okay, why? Who made you the king of the world? Just saying so doesn't give you any respect whatsoever. Other managers might say, well, you have to respect me because I'm smarter. Well, it's not an intellectual game. I can tell you in my career, I've met many, many smart people who did really dumb things. And I just think that that's not going to get you anywhere if you're really looking for respect. I've even had managers say, hey, you got to respect me because I'm better looking. Like somehow it was a beauty contest to be at work and to get people to participate on the team. That has nothing to do with anything. Another fun one that I love is that you've got to respect me because everybody likes me. Oh my gosh, people are so intent on making the assumption that if people like you, they respect you. That has nothing to do with respect. Just because somebody likes you doesn't mean they necessarily respect you or your ability to get the job done or your ability to lead others. Now, I believe that the source of all of these erroneous statements comes not because we're stupid and not because we have bad intent. I think it's because we don't really and truly understand what respect means. And even though I love Aretha's song, it's just great beat, and man, I encourage you to listen to it. It's always fun to dance to. But the reality is, let's talk about what respect really does mean. Respect is actually a feeling of deep admiration for someone. All right, so let's stop right there. If we just said that respect's a feeling of deep admiration for somebody, and you're the manager, what you want is that your team has got to admire you. They've got to have the feeling. Now, you can't make them have the feeling. You cannot do that. The only feeling that you can make them have is frustration and irritation and aggravation. And that's easy. Anybody can do that. But for somebody to actually admire you, that's much, much more difficult to do. So how do you get people to admire you? Well, the rest of the definition is that respect is elicited by that person's abilities, qualities, or achievements. In other words, you got to do things. You've got to actually be doing something yourself that causes the other person to observe it and to say, you know what, I really admire that guy or that girl. I really admire them. They are doing a great job. They always step out. They always do the right thing. Really, really cool. And so when you understand that the real definition of respect is that it's always in the other person's mind, it's not you, it's not about you, it's about them, and it's about what they feel, I think it's freeing. I think it lets you kind of relax and be able to do what you do well and let the other person have the freedom to decide for themselves whether they're going to connect with you or not connect with you. And over a period of time, those abilities that you demonstrate, those qualities that you demonstrate, those achievements that you actually make, those things in combination with giving somebody else the freedom to make up their own mind actually is how respect is earned. And believe it or not, respect is always earned. And I'm talking about the kind of respect that causes people really to look and say, I'm motivated to do something positive because I really, really respect this person. You see, real respect is rooted in trust. And trust is something that you earn. You can't say negative things about your team to their back and think that eventually it's not going to come back to them. You just can't do that. And yet I see leader after leader that will really talk bad about people, and then they don't understand that it always reflects negatively. Now, let me give you an example about this so that you really can take this home, because I'll guarantee you've seen this. Have you ever had a boss or a leader that someone quit the company, and that person was really a top contributor? They were doing well. They were doing everything that they needed to do to succeed. As a matter of fact, they'd even been admired in the company. They'd been recognized for their accomplishments. And for reasons unknown to you, or maybe you as the leader, they decided to quit and they left. And let me tell you what happens. That manager, that leader, then later in a meeting would say, you know, so-and-so, they were here, well, they weren't any good anyway, and they did this and they did that wrong and they did that bad. And so they start talking negatively about that person who's no longer even with the company, who's not in the room, who's not present, and they believe that that's a good thing. In other words, that it's not going to affect those that are still at the company. And I got to tell you, that's not true, because what's going to happen is those people that are still there are going to say, oh my gosh, that person was really a top performer. And I could see what they were doing, and they worked hard and they did a great job for their customers. And they were really a top-notch person. And now this guy is saying that they're lower than dirt. Okay, so you know what? What does that mean? What does that say that he's going to say about me? Because I'm here. I'm having to listen to this. I'm having to listen to this poison. And I'm thinking, hey, it's just a matter of time before this guy starts talking about me that way. And so there's no trust whatsoever. You just never get anywhere by talking negatively about somebody else, because it's going to come back to the person you were talking negative about in that public situation. Just don't do it. It doesn't help anyone. Instead, find, even if somebody left, you should, as the leader, find some things that they did well and say, you know what, we're going to miss so-and-so, and this is what they did really well, and maybe we don't have them to show us that today, but I would hope that one of us could pick up the slack and maybe we could do that very thing so that we could all be successful as well. The negative criticism, the negative attitude will never get what you want. Because what you want is that you want people to be productive. You want people to achieve. And they cannot do that unless they trust you as the leader, they trust you as their manager. And over a period of time, if you take these positive things and you talk about the positive stuff that other people do, not you, before you know it, you will actually have the respect of your people. They will say, look, you know what? I really respect this guy, because let me tell you what he's done to help me. And at that point, you've won respect and you've got long-term respect. So I hope that this discussion today has helped you kind of think about things maybe a little differently than what you normally do. And I want to thank you very much for being the type of person that's willing to listen in to a podcast, listen to a message. And so what I want to do is I want to give you a call to action. I want you to start practicing positive reinforcement with your team today so that you can earn the respect that will make you the kind of leader that others can't wait to follow and can't wait to work with. Thank you for listening.